Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are cracking open a really comprehensive guide that's focused squarely on what might be the most critical advantage for small and medium businesses right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about leveraging AI analytics to drive real, measurable growth in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources we're digging into, they set the stakes really high right from the start. They warn that poor data management is, well, it's actively destroying business growth for SMBs.
It is faster than almost anything else.
So if you're still relying on, you know, scattered spreadsheets and just reacting to things, you're basically giving your competitors a massive head start.
Exactly. And our mission today isn't just to talk about the problem, it's to unpack a clear solution. Mm. We're going to show you how modern business intelligence, once correctly integrated with AI, can reveal all these hidden opportunities you're sitting on.
That can improve your decision-making.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
And the critical part is you can do this without having to go out and hire a whole new data science division.
Okay, so if you're ready to stop relying purely on gut feelings,
yeah,
and you want to turn that mountain of data you already have into actual strategic intelligence, stick with us. We'll give you the roadmap. All right, let's start by unpacking the pain points. I think before we get to the solution, we really have to understand why so many of these traditional analytics setups just fail.
Yeah.
What are the big pitfalls that keep businesses stuck in that reactive loop?
Well, the number one killer of insight is the data silo. Just think about it. Say, for a regional retailer, their sales data from the store is locked in a POS system.
Yeah.
Their online inventory is in some third-party database, and all the customer loyalty info is probably scattered across a dozen spreadsheets that the marketing team manages.
So nothing talks to anything else?
Nothing. Yeah. And when your intelligence is scattered like that, you are always making decisions based on a partial, incomplete picture. It's inevitable.
Which leads right into just massive inefficiency. Manual reporting, it doesn't just waste time, it eats up your strategic capacity.
It really does.
Our sources say management teams can spend up to 40% of their month just pulling data and cleaning spreadsheets.
That's time spent managing data, not using it.
And by the time you get that big report on your desk,
mm-hmm.
the information is probably old news. The market's already moved.
100%. And that brings up another critical point the sources make, the complete lack of foresight. Traditional methods force you into what they call reactive analysis.
You're just looking in the rearview mirror.
Always. You're looking at last month's sales, last quarter's costs. You completely miss any ability to predict what's coming. You can't capitalize on a new trend, or maybe more importantly, stop a big problem before it even happens.
You're always playing catch up.
Always.
And we can't ignore the adoption barrier, right?
Yeah.
I mean, historically, these tools were built for tech people.
They were for analysts.
Now, if your system needs special training just to answer a simple question like which product had the most returns, well, that complexity just overwhelms a busy manager.
And the software just gathers dust.
Exactly.
And this last pitfall, this one might be the most dangerous. It's missing context. Raw numbers, you know, without the story behind them, they create really misleading ideas.
Give me an example of that.
Okay, back to that retailer. They might see a huge 20% spike in revenue for a product and celebrate. Sounds great.
That's fantastic.
Until the AI reveals that the entire increase came from one product line that they sold at a huge loss just to clear out old inventory. So the raw number looked positive.
But the business decision was actually really damaging.
Exactly. Misleading narratives.
It really sounds like you need a system that sees the whole picture,
mm-hmm.
connects the dots for you, and tells you the why. Not just the what, which I guess leads us right to the power of AI. So if those old methods are holding businesses back, AI-powered analytics is, it sounds like, the essential shift, and not just for big companies.
Not at all. It's for survival, really. And it doesn't need the massive investment people assume. The key difference here is that AI doesn't just show you what happened. It helps you understand why it happened and, crucially, what you should probably do next.
So let's get into those core benefits. You mentioned a unified view.
Yes, unified data visibility. Modern AI platforms are built to automatically connect all your separate systems, the CRM, accounting, operations.
Even those old spreadsheets.
Even the messy spreadsheets. It creates a single, complete view of your business, which just eliminates those blind spots that silos create.
Okay, but hold on. If I'm a small business owner, I hear instantly unified data, and I get skeptical. That sounds like a massive, expensive, and disruptive project that's going to take months.
That's a great question, and it's why the sources really focus on modern cloud-based solutions. These new systems use standardized APIs, pre-built connectors. You don't have to rebuild your whole architecture.
So it's more like plugging things in.
It's much closer to that, yes. The platform does the heavy lifting of mapping and standardizing the data. It's dramatically less complex than the old BI systems. And once that data is unified, you get automated insight generation. The AI is constantly processing everything way faster than any human could, and it automatically flags significant findings.
So it's finding things I didn't even know to look for.
Things you didn't even know to ask about. Subtle trends, weird anomalies, powerful correlations that a human analyst would probably miss entirely.
And that's what moves the manager from being reactive to being strategic. We're talking about real predictive intelligence. The algorithms can actually forecast future outcomes, things like which customers are likely to cancel next quarter or how much inventory you'll need for the holidays.
So you can move from just reacting to demand to proactively shaping your own strategy.
And what about that adoption barrier we talked about? How does this solve that?
This part is huge. It's natural language accessibility. Users can just ask questions in plain English.
Like typing into a search bar.
Exactly. You could type, "Show me my top five revenue drivers for Q4 and list their acquisition cost," and you get a clear, actionable answer. No complex SQL code needed.
That really democratizes the data. The whole team gets smarter.
It does. And here's the kicker. The system gets smarter over time. It's not a static report. The AI is constantly learning from your specific business data. It learns what normal looks like for you.
So its forecasts get more accurate.
It's forecasts, it's anomaly detection, everything improves month after month.
We've covered the why and the what. Let's get into the how. The sources lay out a seven-step framework to do this right. They say sticking to the system is what ensures it actually works.
That's right. And step one is foundational, but it's so often skipped. Audit your current data landscape. You have to inventory every single data source, the CRM, e-commerce, spreadsheets, whatever you have.
And not just the sources, right?
Critically, not just the sources. You have to document your current reporting processes. How much time are you investing right now? This gives you that concrete benchmark to measure against later.
Okay, makes sense. Then step two is to connect and unify.
This is where you set up your data standardization. You have to make sure, for instance, that customer acquisition cost means the exact same thing in the sales department as it does in marketing.
Get everyone speaking the same language.
Precisely. And then you use automated data pipelines to replace all that error-prone spreadsheet exporting. You need a consistent real-time flow of data.
And then step three is the actual deployment.
Right. And here you want to prioritize platforms that were designed for business users. The interface has to be intuitive. That is non-negotiable.
And the sources mention automated alerts.
Yes. Configure those immediately. Set up triggers that notify the team the moment a key metric goes off the rails or when an unusual actionable pattern emerges. Those proactive alerts are where you see the first real value.
Okay, now, I know there are a few more steps, but the sources seem to really emphasize step five as the place where the magic happens.
They do. Step four is about training and feedback loops, making sure your team uses the insights. But step five is where the value gets unlocked. It's all about implementing workflows that drive immediate action.
So an insight is worthless until you do something with it.
Exactly. If the AI tells you a certain supply chain route is causing delays, you need an automated workflow that notifies the logistics team to reroute shipments right now.
And we see some great examples of this, like building a trigger that automatically creates a purchase order when your inventory drops too low.
Or sending a personalized retention offer to a customer whose buying habits suddenly change in a way that suggests they might churn. You go straight from insight to action.
And the last two steps are about scaling up and reviewing, basically treating this as a strategy, not just a one-time project.
Exactly. Continuous improvement.
This is great for making the abstract feel a bit more concrete. So how does this actually translate into a competitive advantage for a small or medium business in their day-to-day?
Let's focus on three areas that deliver a pretty immediate return. First, revenue intelligence. This gets you beyond setting your prices just once a year.
You mean dynamic pricing?
Exactly. Dynamic pricing optimization. The AI adjusts prices in real time based on current demand, what your competitors are doing, and even your own inventory levels. You stop leaving money on the table.
That's a huge advantage, especially against bigger companies that might be slower to react.
Absolutely. Second is operational excellence. Think predictive maintenance. For a small manufacturer, the AI can analyze data from equipment to forecast a failure before it happens.
So no more unexpected shutdowns during a busy period.
You schedule the maintenance proactively during a slow time, it's a game changer. And third, customer experience. Those churn prediction models are so critical.
They spot the at-risk customers.
They spot them early enough for your retention efforts to actually work. You're not trying to win them back after they've left. You're solving their problem while they're still your customer.
And when it comes to measuring success, we need to look past the simple stuff, like how many people logged in. The sources really insist on focusing on what they call decision quality and velocity.
Mm-hmm.
Are you answering critical business questions in minutes instead of waiting days or weeks? That speed is your competitive edge.
And you have to quantify it. You have to track business outcome improvements, calculate the specific revenue impact from your new pricing strategy, measure the cost savings from the efficiency gains.
So for an SMB, that could be as simple as optimizing delivery routes or making sure staff are scheduled when customer demand is actually highest, not just based on a guess.
That's exactly it. That quantified value is what justifies the continued investment.
Okay. Let's tackle the fears and roadblocks, because no implementation is perfect. The sources are crystal clear on the biggest pitfall, pursuing perfection. It just delays everything. The advice is to iterate. Start with the data you have right now and focus on one or two high-impact areas to show value quickly.
And that raises the critical warning about data quality. Even the most sophisticated AI can't fix bad data.
Garbage in, garbage out.
The old axiom still holds. You have to invest that time up front in cleaning and standardizing your data, like we said in step two, before you can expect to get accurate insights out.
Let's hit some FAQs from the sources. First one, cost. Is this only for giant corporations with bottomless budgets?
Not anymore. Modern cloud-based solutions are subscription services. They're accessible. The sources estimate the cost is often comparable to hiring one entry-level employee per month.
And when you weigh that against the potential gains, the ROI is pretty clear.
It makes sense very quickly.
Okay, what about predictive intelligence? For small business without tons of historical data, is that realistic or is it just hype?
That's a critical challenge for sure. But the AI models for SMBs are designed to compensate. They often use huge, aggregated, anonymized industry data sets to get started.
Set a baseline.
Exactly. And then they adapt very quickly as they learn the specifics of your data. So while big companies have volume, SMBs benefit from the model's agility. It's realistic as long as you start with high-impact areas like churn or simple demand forecasting.
And the question on everyone's mind. Do I need to go hire a data scientist?
Absolutely not. And this is probably the single biggest advancement for the SMB market.
Mm-hmm.
These platforms are built to be used by your existing business managers. They handle all the complex stuff behind the scenes.
And just give you the answer.
They give you the answer in plain, actionable business language that your team can use today. The reality is AI analytics levels the playing field. SMBs get agility and speed that larger, more bureaucratic competitors just can't match.
So you don't need massive amounts of data.
You don't. Not when modern algorithms can pull meaningful insights from modest data sets, as long as that data is clean and standardized. So to synthesize this whole deep dive, the strategic shift we're really talking about is moving your business from relying on intuition and a ton of manual work to leveraging continuous learning intelligence.
A system that's working for you in the background?
A system that automatically brings you the answers you need to act on right now.
The message seems pretty clear. The biggest competitive advantage in 2025 won't be about who has the most data. It'll be about who can ask the smartest questions and act on the answers the fastest.
So, final thought for you to consider. If AI analytics gives you more agility and faster decision-making than even large enterprises, what is the one area of your business right now that relies purely on gut feeling?
Whether it's inventory or staffing or pricing.
Right. What's that one thing that, if you could quantify it and act on it quickly, could create an immediate, measurable competitive advantage? That is your starting point for growth.